By now you've heard the headline. The Bush administration plans to change the way the government regulates financial markets. Here is how they plan to make those changes. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson said today that planning for an overhaul has been in the works since well before the current crisis.
Some may view these recommendations as a response to the circumstances of the day. Yet that is not how they are intended. This blueprint addresses complex, long-term issues that should not be decided in the midst of stressful situations and should not be implemented to add greater burden to a market already under strain.
That's Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson speaking today in Washington. NPR's Jim Zeroli has been following the story and following the credit crisis. Joins us now. Jim, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, he can say we shouldn't make decisions in the midst of stressful situations, but here we are.
Yeah. Right. This is really long-term, big-picture thinking. This is not a response to the current crisis. This is an attempt to reimagine the regulatory structure for the 21st century, to adapt it to the way things are now. Just one example. The insurance industry has always been regulated by the states. But this report says we now have national insurance companies, national insurance products, and even, you know, global companies offering insurance. So we have to respond to this. So this would greatly expand the role that the federal government has in the industry. If an insurance company wants to, it can become federally chartered so it would no longer be under state jurisdiction.
Let me make sure that I understand this, Jim, because we had the Federal Reserve, which used to just focus on banks, but now you have all these different kinds of financial institutions. They're all mixed together. Is the government essentially saying we want to regulate it all now?
Well, I think they are saying that the Federal Reserve should have a bigger role in auditing the different kinds of financial institutions today, hedge funds, investment banks, so on, basically to ensure that they're not taking on too much risk. The Fed has always audited, has always overseen commercial banks because it lends them money. But as we've seen lately, there's been a real blurring of the lines among different players in the system. Many of the functions of commercial banks are now being performed by other kinds of entities. And as we saw with the Bear Stearns rescue, if you want to call it that, the Federal Reserve is being called in to rush in and help institutions that it didn't used to be in its jurisdiction. So the Treasury is saying, you know, if the Fed is going to be lending the money, then it should be allowed to monitor them for risk and release that information to the public in some form.
Although, wait a minute, Paulson says he doesn't want to address any immediate crisis. He wants to deal with long-term issues. Will these changes really get at any of the root causes of the current credit crisis?
Well, that's a good question, and I think there's a difference of opinion on this. I think the important thing to point out here is that this is going to take, you know, as Paulson himself says, 2 to 8 years to get through the whole process of this.
You mean the reform or the crisis?
The reform is going to take that. It's going to take 2 to 8 years, which means this is mainly going to get done by the next administration and the next Congress. There's a very good chance, almost no question at all, that this is not going to emerge in the form that we're seeing now. There's going to be a lot of opposition from the right, from the left. We've already had the head of the Office of Thrift Supervision, which regulates savings and loans and is one of the agencies that Paulson wants to eliminate, come out and say that it's not going to happen. He's predicting that the agency is going to survive. So there's going to be a lot of opposition to this.
Jim, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
That's NPR's Jim Zeroli on NPR News.